Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, sisters and brothers, men and women of all ages, and from every single corner of the world, you are listening to IRB English Radio. This is everyone's favorite youth station, and I am Asma at your service. Here with me, I have Brother Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Abdullah. How are you doing?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. That's just fine. I hope the audience are doing well as well.
Hopefully.
Disease, catastrophes, unusual things that sometimes happen in our life, they are part of life.
Well, it is, I guess.
And sicknesses exist everywhere. You know, after the pandemic, it's become more vivid for us that we're not going to leave so smooth. And every now and then there'd be a special thing that would pop out into our life and change everything upside down, which is very hard to tolerate. Now, if it's me, the one who's going to go through a sickness, it wouldn't be much of a big deal. I guess so. But when it comes to my family, to my dear ones, to my loved ones, that turns into a very, very devastating sort of a thing that might happen to any person in this world. Has it ever happened to you to be put in that situation where your loved one is suffering in front of your eyes and you're just incapable of doing anything?
Well, I guess it's not just me. I think as humans, we are created in a way where disease is part of life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in the Quran says, لَنَبْلُوَنَّهُمْ, we will test them. So a lot of things, Allah will test us in, and one of these things is disease. And I don't think there's anyone in this world that they haven't suffered disease themselves or their loved ones. Mm-hmm. It's a stage of life pretty much everyone has to go through. I mean, rarely you will find someone that himself is healthy and his family is healthy and everyone around him is healthy. That's very rare. But generally speaking, everyone does. So I am not an exception to the formula. Obviously, I have seen a lot of loved ones who got all sorts of diseases, from minor diseases to major diseases.
Exactly.
And even to diseases that causes death. So it's just part of life. And I was just dealing with it is the case. Like you said, sometimes when it happens to me, you know, I submit to the fact that I'm sick and I, mm-hmm. you know, I move on with life.
Tolerating that would be pretty yeah. much easier
it would
when
be
it's
a lot
me,
easier,
the one who's
exactly.
dealing
exactly. But
that.
When you see a loved one, for example, a mother or a brother or a sister or a wife or a husband or a child, that's where it becomes a lot tricky. I had family members who themselves went through problems. Like one of my relatives, she went through cancer herself.
Wow.
And she did not care. She was just fine with it, right? But when her son got sick, it was
oh
a different story
yes,
altogether.
Yes, that's the whole story.
Yeah, so it's, you know, then it's that emotional state that she mm-hmm. goes through. Sometimes it just puts them in a state of despair, especially
yes,
when
exactly.
they
I told
don't
you,
find,
it would devastate you.
Yeah, so when they don't find a solution or a medication mm-hmm. or treatment, then sometimes even, I've seen people even cross the limits, even with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
So it happens.
Of course it happens. And, you know, according to our holy book, the Quran, we have been promised that the verse is أَحَسَبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. So it means when you say that I'm a believer, it's not enough. You're going to be put into some different tests, and that's going to show your true creed and belief. Now we accept this fact that as human beings, as mortal beings, who are going to end one day. Mm-hmm. So we believe that there is sickness, there is disease. But, you know, sometimes a series of these things happen to us. I mean, it's not just one time, two times, three times. It happens a lot. How should we justify ourselves? How should I give myself the patience to tolerate this situation?
Look, when it comes to diseases, I mean, look, there are common diseases that we go through, for example, flu, cold, and stuff like that, right?
Yes, those
this
are.
Is something normal that we go through, something we don't pay attention to. And most of our diseases are minor. And that's why you don't see, you see people don't care. They go to doctors, they get medication, and, you know, a few days a week, and everything gets settled down. Even today, when you get the corona, for example, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you're fine. So there isn't much complaining, and we don't need anything special, on our arsenal to deal with what we go through. But it's when you get a major disease, like something life-threatening, which is, not something that happens every day or to everybody. So, if you look at the statistics and numbers, you see that those who have, life-threatening diseases are very few compared to the
yes.
masses. So, unless one of us has this major disease, then we could, talk about it. But the idea is that when a person goes through a life-threatening disease, it becomes a mental state that they have to channel in, and not just them, even their loved ones as well. So they have to come into terms with it.
Yes,
rather than
exactly.
just try to fight it, because a lot of people don't have that submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a disease, for example, a life-threatening disease, God forbid, it's obviously for a reason. Now, I don't know the reason, but Allah does. And obviously, in this state, it's the best thing for me. So sometimes it's just having that mentality. So even in the Quran says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. If
yes.
when they are faced with a calamity, when they are faced with a problem, they say, well, from God we came, to God we return.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this, they must have this submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do your best to get a cure and medication. If not, there's not much you can
yes,
do.
Yes, that's the way of life. So it's a drudgery to talk about sickness. Now let's go for a sip of water and have a little break. We'll be back in no time.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So we're speaking of some tests that happen to everyone, which is sickness and disease that might happen to our dear ones and loved ones, and how should we deal with those situations. Let's talk about the fact that when I'm going through these sort of sickness, I would love to do some sort of things, some special things to soothe myself, to help myself find a way of dealing with that problem, which is sickness in our case. As for me, when it happens to me and on some personal situations, I have found it pretty much cool to go for prayings. That would soothe you a lot. And when you think that God is on your side, tolerating things becomes pretty much easier. I guess but everyone would do that, right?
Well, I wouldn't say everyone. If you ask me what soothes me, I will say painkillers. So, everyone try to...
No, honestly, without thinking that you are linked to a powerful source, you are not going to tolerate this situation.
It's a known fact, and I think a lot of studies done about this, is that with all those who are extremely sick, and life-threatening diseases, and they're stuck to the bed, they can't move. They found out that the only thing that kind of gives them a bit of mental support and soothing, like you put it, is the fact they pray.
Mm-hmm.
Now, prayer sometimes is, the physical prayer that we do.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a dua, right? Just mm-hmm. supplication or communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a lot of people around the world don't understand the concept of God to begin with, but they know there's something out there. Now, I call God, someone else calls Jesus Christ, someone else calls it Buddha, someone calls it...
A metaphysical power.
Yeah, so whatever they want to call it, let them call it. But at the end of the day, their hopes are attached to a deity or a being out mm-hmm. there that they think that could give them this mental support. And a lot of times they found out that it actually helps. It helps them a lot. It calms them a lot. And that's why even you see, a Christian countries, dominant Christian countries, even in hospitals, they would have a priest. And
yes.
for those who are going through, the process of death or threatening disease.
So that's what I'm telling.
Yeah.
No matter where you're living or what kind of background you're coming from, at the end of the day, you're going to need a power to stick to
in
order to think that you are having a help.
Yeah, you do. I mean, as a human beings, we are programmed from the beginning.
Yes.
With this connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That lives in us.
Yeah, so this connection sometimes through life, it either weakens or dies out.
That's the point.
But when a person faces a problem, the first thing he turns to is that connection. You know the hadith from Imam Sadiq, when a person says to him, prove to me that God exists. And the Imam says to him, have you been in the sea? He's like, yeah. I was like, you've been in the ship? Like, yeah. Like, did the ship go through troubled water and this and that? He's like, yeah. He's like, did you feel like you were going to drown? He's like, yeah. He's like, at that moment when you felt like you're going to drown, did your heart got attached to something? He's like, yeah. He's like, well, that's God.
Yes.
You
know?
So I feel this, especially me, I travel a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I travel at least 2 or 3 times a month.
Which is very good.
In a plane, right? Mm-hmm. And when there's turbulence, I really feel the existence of God. For tiny seconds, like, you know, a fraction of a second, goes, oof, right? And your heart sinks and then everything cuts out. And your heart completely attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the ones around you.
Now we're answering to the question that why we get through troubles and sickness. I guess maybe God wants us to get closer to Him like this.
That's one of the reasons, one of the cases that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes when He sees a servant of His deviates and moves away from the path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send trouble His way. You know, the hadith says, Al-mu'min mubtala, right?
Exactly.
A mu'min is constantly under tribulation and problems. Or sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, the hadith says, if Allah loves someone, He will bring the calamities to them.
Yes.
And then there's a hadith that says, if you haven't gone through trouble for 40 days, then check yourself. There's something going on.
There's a problem out
right?
there.
So that...
But you know, it's now that we're talking of youth, maybe that might cross their mind that, okay, if God loves me, why He puts me in that situation?
This is a very delicate and complicated philosophical...
You know, knowing that it's a process of growing and I should go through those things in order to grow and become a bit of mature, but... Even if it's like that, even if growing is the theme behind this story, but that is very difficult. When you love someone, you put them into troubles. That's sort of very...
No. See, when you love someone, you will do your best to protect them, right?
Exactly.
And you will do whatever it takes to protect them. For example, a mother, when she sees her child trying to drink something that she knows is bad for him, for his health, right? Mm-hmm. She takes from him. The child cries. The mother doesn't care if he cries. She doesn't feel anything. Actually, the opposite. She feels good that her child is crying. Why? Because she's trying to protect him from harm. But the child didn't know that. I mean, me as a youth, I want everything in life. I want to, you know, have fun and jump around hoops and do all sorts of things. Allah says, no, I love you and I don't want to see you harming yourself. So if I put you through trouble, if I put you through... you know, a problem or whatever you're facing, it is because I love you, not because I don't want you to have fun. So Allah always gives you, you know, what you require to keep you away from harm. So like I said, a disease that you go through is just pretty much another way of preventing you from doing something harmful to yourself. That if you were healthy and fit, you would have definitely do something bad at least. I wouldn't say a crime, but you will do something harmful to yourself.
You know, what we're talking right now is easier said than done.
Yeah.
Because in those situations, you know, when my father got sick after the pandemic, it was so hard for me to tolerate the situation. And it was such a very drastic change that happened into my life. In those situations, it's very difficult to stick to all these things that we're speaking of. But after all, since we're human beings... And in different phases of our life, we'll learn to cope up with different situations. I guess it turns out to be a way of living. By as we get older, we'll learn how to live with those issues.
Just to be fair as well, I mean, there are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send my way. And there are a lot of times that when we get sick, it's the consequences of our action. Now, if I... and you put ourselves in a position where we will get sick, we can't come blame Allah for it right?
It's for, not for always example, me for example, the one who put myself
for one of the problems that the youth going through these days, STD diseases, right? So when you go through an STD disease, and especially some of them are life-threatening, you can't blame God for it. That was just your reckless action. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you have to face the consequences of what you did.
Now, the more I penetrate into this issue, the more things would come out. Thank you, dear listeners. Until another session, we bid you farewell. Thank you for listening.